This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. On this Voice of Charity podcast, Phil Zepeda and I speak with Tracy Blackburn about Catholic Charities Burial Assistance, a program that has expanded since the start of the pandemic to help Chicago families provide dignified burials that honor and celebrate the life of each of their loved ones. Good morning, Tracy. Thank you so much for being with us today. Can you give us a little bit of a history on the Burial Assistance Program? Is this a program that was in existence before the COVID-19 pandemic, or was it one of the ways that Catholic Charities responded to the onset of that, you know, devastating crisis in Chicago?
Katie, I've served at Catholic Charities for 10 years, and it always brings me joy to share how Catholic Charity services grow and changes with the changing needs of our community. And yes, the Funeral and Burial Assistance Program was one of the many ways that Catholic Charities supported the community during the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. In 2020, we saw a drastic increase of clients impacted by the pandemic and seeking financial assistance to bury their loved one, or seeking financial assistance for rent and mortgage and utilities due to funeral and burial arrangement costs.
So, Tracy, let's get into it a little bit more. And this is a pretty broad question, but tell us how the program works. And do you work with Catholic cemeteries? And are there certain funeral homes that we work with? Are funds provided directly to the family? Help us paint a picture of the program.
Okay. Our primary referral source is the Catholic Charities Call Center. Majority of our clients are referred to the call center by funeral homes, cemeteries, or other community and support programs, or word of mouth from a previous client. The call center collects the client's basic contact information and details regarding their need. Clients seeking financial assistance with funeral services are referred to a case manager. The case manager collects supporting documentation, such as the invoice. The invoices are required prior to starting the application because the funds are provided directly to the vendor, so directly to their funeral home or cemetery. We also collect proof of income, identification, consent to service forms, and release of information to help us communicate back and forth with the funeral home, to support the grieving family. And the death certificate or death worksheet to ensure that it's an emergency need. So unfortunately, we do not assist with burying remains or plots for future needs or previous funeral services or reimbursements.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, the case managers, they're heroic in navigating these waters with these families. It's something that's so incredibly involved and emotional. And every situation has got to be different. It presents a new set of variables for these case managers in working with. So is there a set amount that's provided for these families for the burial assistance?
Yeah. So to your first question, yes, we work with Catholic Charity cemeteries as well. They're a part. But currently, financial assistance vary based on the client's participation in the study to study the effects of funeral and burial assistance. And so all clients are eligible to receive $750 towards their funeral and burial services if they agree to participate in the study to assess the needs and also the outcomes of funeral and burial assistance. Then they can also receive an additional $250. Up to $8,000 towards their bill. And so it depends on if they agree to the study, and then clients are randomized actually for the amount that they receive.
It's truly remarkable.
But what a blessing in their lives when they lose someone, oftentimes very suddenly, and they're overwhelmed with the thought of having to pay for those funeral expenses, to have, you know, someone as lovely as you just be able to share with them, it's okay, you're going to be able to provide a dignified, you know, funeral and celebration of life for that person. And it must be such a blessing in their life, Tracy, to hear you explain the program to them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Can you help us understand a little bit about how many families we're talking about here? Like how many did you serve in 2020? And then has that number fluctuated some in each year since then?
Yes. So unfortunately, the need is great, and we continue to see an increase in families in need. In 2020, we served about 300 families. And so far in 2023, we have already served 700 families
Oh,
and
wow.
continue and counting, actually, with over $1.5 million in financial assistance.
Tracy, I think it's important, and we'll share this at the end of the segment with you too. If individuals listening to the show are looking for more information, how can they get in touch with Catholic Charities Burial Assistance Program?
To learn more about funeral and burial resources, you can contact me directly at tblackburn@catholiccharities.net. And for clients seeking financial assistance with funeral and burial resources, they can contact our Catholic Charities call line at 312-655-7700.
Excellent. Thank you, Tracy. 312-655-7700 for anyone listening looking to find out more information.
And that Tracy's email is tblackburn, BLACKBURN. I just want to clarify that for anybody in the audience. So tblackburn@catholiccharities.net if you want to reach out to Tracy directly.
So, and Tracy, a little bit of a pivot. I'd love your thoughts here. Gun violence in our city has really caused so many senseless deaths, not only in our city, around the country. Can you share some stories that have come to your attention around families that we've been able to help through the burial assistance program that have been affected by this plague of gun violence?
Yes. Unfortunately, many families are left with yet another heartbreak almost every day after losing a loved one to gun violence. The unexpected deaths often cause a spiral effect that we notice. Aside from the tragic loss of a loved one, some victims are also the head of the household or greatly contribute to the household. So that can sometimes, cause a spiral effect or a downhill respect, effect. The vast majority of the clients impacted are low-income households, typically with AMI under 40%, and many are just making ends meet. So unexpected crises such as gun violence has impacted in many ways. One of the stories that I can vaguely remember is a mother losing her teenage daughter, who was walking home from school and caught in the crossfire. We provided not only financial assistance so that she could lay her child to rest, but also counseling supports to aid the family in their grieving. So we referred them to our counseling department within Catholic Charities. And oftentimes we see the need of clients needing more supportive services outside of just financial assistance to bury their loved one because they have to now deal with the grief, because they also have to deal with maybe rearranging their budget to now cover the cost that their loved one once did. And so providing those like resources has been very helpful for our clients. Another story that I can remember is a family who was seeking financial assistance to bury their son. It was pretty hard for our case manager to get in contact with the family. We finally made contact about a week and a half later, where she mentioned that her nephew also was killed. And so
Oh,
they were dealing with the
wow.
loss of her son at the same time, but now the loss of her nephew due to gun violence in the city. And so her biggest challenge was now burying two loved ones
Oh,
at one
goodness.
time, which we were able to assist with. Those are some of the stories that
Especially tough.
Especially tough. And Tracy, what Katie and I always pronounce through these shows is Catholic Charities will help anyone in need. You've probably learned a lot about people of different faiths, right, coming to this, not just people of the Catholic faith, but we can help people in all different faiths with their funeral traditions. Anything to share with us on that topic?
Yeah, so I can't say that I learned much about individual traditions since it's not a part of our intake process. However, we want clients to know that regardless of their race, ethnicity, tradition, faith, we are here to serve those in need. And so what I do know is that families of different traditions share their gratitude in different ways. And I think that's very fulfilling for us here at Catholic Charities.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.